Well, it's worth coming tonight just to hear that. Don't give up. Amen. That'll dovetail with the message tonight, too. We've been in a series on Wednesday evening, Abused and Misused Scriptures. The one we're going to look at tonight may surprise you, but it's Philippians 4:13. How many already knows what that is? Philippians 4:13. Okay? So it may surprise you that this is an abused, or it's not abused as much as a misused scripture. Since it's Bible study, I'll allow you to go ahead and remain seated, but I do want to read it. In fact, since it's in first person, let's all read this together. Very familiar. Most of you have this memorized, but let's read this together. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Let's read that again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I want to entitle this tonight, How to Be Superman or Superwoman. How to Be Superman. You see, what we just quoted, if we go ahead and put the verse back on just to look at it here, it sounds good as a jingle or a slogan or a motto, but it doesn't just sound good, it's true. Now, it's not true in its twisted sense that we're going to look at tonight, but it's true in its God-intended meaning. Let me show you how popular this verse is. You might recognize this face, quarterback Tim Tebow. Now, I want to give him the benefit of the doubt, and he is just putting that there, Philippians 4:13, because he's suggesting it as a good verse to know and to memorize. But somehow I think he is relating this to the game and his performance in it as quarterback. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. You know, I have an interesting way of looking at that. What if both quarterbacks from the opposing teams both go out on the field quoting this verse? In mind, I can win this game because I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I tell you, if both come out quoting that verse, one of them is going to leave disappointed thinking God has failed them. Right? And I'm sharing so we'll know how this is taken wrongly. Maybe it's not football, maybe it's baseball. And the batter says, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I'm going to hit this one out of the park. Maybe it's, hate to remind you, end of the year, and it's about better grades, taking finals. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Maybe it's that you're just dreaming, and you think of this tremendous dream of where you're going to be in 10 years and what you're going to accomplish. And the verse comes to you, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. You know, taken wrongly, this verse is, God will be my steroids. That's really how it's taken. God will be my superpower. God will be my secret weapon that I need. Now, none of that's true, as we're going to discover. However, what this verse really means is even more important to us. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Let's look how it's wrongly interpreted. Here's what one renowned minister of our day said in reference to this. Most people tend to magnify their limitations. They focus on their shortcomings, but Scripture makes it plain. All things are possible to those who believe. Here it is. That's right. It is possible to see your dreams fulfilled. So attaching this verse to the fulfilling of your dreams. This verse is wrongly interpreted to mean you dream what you want to do and God will make it happen. You do the dreaming and God will make it happen. He'll give you superpowers to make it happen. God will accommodate your dreams. He'll allow you to do it. He'll allow you to accomplish it. Now, the first thing I realize in that is that when these folks are thinking of themselves succeeding, they're thinking in terms of what the world calls success. An important job. becoming rich, becoming wealthy, being a sports star, being someone that is outstanding. They think in terms of what the world calls success when they quote that verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. But they interpret it. I choose what I want. I choose what I want to happen in my life. I choose what I want to do. And God's going to give me the power to make it all happen. You know, let's think of how ridiculous that really is. I believe in God. I believe in His power. Don't you? But what if I had a dream? I just never told you about it. I want to be an opera singer. And I begin to pursue that dream, and I just quote continually, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I'm going to be an opera singer. I believe in God's power, but I don't believe that's what the verse is for. You see, it's not about God giving you a special power like you're playing a video game and different video games have those different ways of getting more bullets or a power mode or a safe mode. It's not what this verse is meaning. It doesn't mean if you want something that seems impossible, you just quote this verse with enough conviction and then zip, you're enabled, you're empowered to do that. Now, you didn't like that my illustration about an opera singer, but let's say you're a student about to take finals. You've goofed off all semester. You haven't studied. You haven't turned in your homework. I'm not going to give an altar call right now, so relax. I mean, you got right now, you have just slipped from the D to the F. But the teacher says, if you make an A-plus on the final exam, it counts enough, it's weighted enough that it'll take you back to a D and you'll pass the class. So you go home tonight, you don't study, you don't open a book, you quote the verse, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. I'm going to make an A-plus on the test. You get up in the morning, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. You go tomorrow, the test is in front of you. You bow your head for just a moment as you grab your pencil, waiting for the teachers to say to begin, and you quote it again. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. That's how this verse is taken, that all of a sudden God's just going to put all of that stuff in your head, just divine impartation of the answers of the test. Have you noticed how just frankly carnal we've gotten with the Word of God, the way we take His promises? Let me give you some reasons for the wrong interpretation. I realize that life is hard. And so people like to imagine that there are available some special help, some special power, some special gift, some secret key that will give them the edge. An example of this, I think Brother Brian mentioned this years ago in a message, but do you realize when the superheroes came into popularity? It was in the Great Depression. Things were so hard, people were looking for something that would give them the edge and at least to dream about it. And so that's one reason. People like to think that there is a special help in the hardness of life. But I also think in the church, one of the reasons for the wrong interpretation, if we've heard so much of the false doctrine of positive confession and self-esteem. In other words, you create reality by saying it with your mouth. And so you say, I'm not sick when you are, and so you'll be well. And you say, I can do all things, and just saying it's going to make it happen. And there's a wrong interpretation because we've been taught that if we'll just quote things and just say things, it'll make it happen. I believe also there's a wrong interpretation because it gives a person a reason to believe that their dreams will come true. Now, I'm not against dreaming. But I'm kind of like one fella, if you want your dreams to come true, you better wake up. Face reality. Do what you need to do. I'm not against dreaming, but again, it's interesting that these dreams are self-serving. These dreams are about material things and earthly things. But people wrongly interpret this verse because they want to believe their dreams can come true. Now notice the irony in here. The scripture says, I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. But the all things are usually interpreted to what is personally beneficial. I'll give you an example in a moment. You know, the modern Christianity doesn't teach very differently from the world of what consists of success. And so when folks quote this verse, I could do all things through Christ, certainly what the things they're thinking about usually aren't spiritual things, things of God, eternal things. They're usually thinking of earthbound things. And so they think that they can think those things and God will make them happen. You know, so let's think about that. What I just said. The irony is, I'm thinking I can do all things. I can become a millionaire. I'm thinking I can do all things. I can be a great success in business. I can do all things. I can make an A-plus on the test even when I didn't study. Why don't folks quote the verse this way? I really need to witness to that young man at school, and I'm shy, and I really don't know what to say. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Why don't we quote it this way? The pressure's been on me. I'm about to lose my top. I'm about to blow my top. I'm just filled with anxiety and worry and upset. And every pressure is just to just abandon my faith and give up. Why not quote it then? I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. I mean, things are hard and rough. Temptation. You see, that's where we ought to be looking at this verse. And the irony is, most of the time, folks aren't thinking of those spiritual scenarios. It's really just me come up with my plan and get God on board. See, here's the thing. The all things becomes my things. And I want God to get on board and make my things happen. But see, we as believers, we should be seeking to come to the point that it's not about my things, it's about God's things. And if we're wanting God's things, then God will be on board to make it happen. Let me give you an illustration. It's kind of like this. You know, I say, Brother Keith, let's go out to eat. You get in the car. I pull up to the most expensive restaurant in town. I go in there. I order the biggest steak on the menu. And I ask you there, didn't I? Yeah. And I did the ordering, didn't I? Yeah. And then we get through eating. The waiter brings the check, and I just slip it over to Brother Keith. You realize that's what some folks do to the Lord? They make their plans. They make their dreams. They say what they want to do, and then they slip the check over to God and say, now, God, you make it happen. It's time we let God do the choosing, God do the ordering, and then we can with conviction say, I can do all things through Christ. What does this really say? Well, we've been looking at two things at every verse. Number one is context. That is so important. We're going to put this verse in context. First of all, I want to put it in context historically. Does anyone know from where Paul wrote that verse, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me? Where did he write it from? From jail. House arrest, dungeon, whatever. He was incarcerated. He was imprisoned. When he wrote, I can do all things through Christ, he wasn't planning a breakout. He didn't look at the bars and say, tonight I'm going to take those metal bars and I'm going to tear them out of the wall. I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. If you read it, what he's saying is, it's no fun being in prison. It's no fun knowing you're going to trial and you very well could be beheaded as the result of that trial. And I'm in prison, and I'm in a bad place, and every demon in hell would like to discourage me. But even though I'm in prison, it's not going to keep me from trusting in Jesus Christ. I can face this prison through Christ who strengtheneth me. His attitude was never, I'm going to break out. I can do all things. It was, I can face where I'm at. The second thing we got to understand in this letter to the Philippians is Paul was also writing to thank them because they had sent a gift. Even though he's in prison, back then prisoners had to foot their own bill of food and clothing and whatever. And Paul didn't have an income, can't make tents in prison. And the Philippians had sent him an offering to take care of his needs. And he writes, here's the context, I'll read a few verses out in a minute. He writes to say, listen, Philippians, I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful you sent me an offering to take care of my basic needs. And I really am. He said, but I want you to know something. Even if you hadn't sent me a penny, even if I didn't know where I was going to buy my meals tomorrow, I still know I could face what I'm facing because I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And then he brings it down to a pinpoint. And here it is. The context is actually, let's get this, is contentment. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. The context is contentment. Look at the immediate context, verses 11 and 12. Not that I speak in respect of want or lacking something, for I have learned. In other words, I'm not complaining for what I don't have here in prison. For I have learned in whatsoever state or condition I am, therewith to be content. Verse 12. I know both how to be abased and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I'm instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to be bound and to suffer need. In other words, Paul said, I've had it good. Right now I'm having it bad, but I'm still content. Why? Here we go, verse 13. Here's how Paul says, I can be content even when things are bad, because I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Do you see it in its immediate context? Immediate context, this verse says, wherever you find yourself, whatever battles you are fighting, whatever pressures you are under, whatever attacks you are suffering, because Christ is going to strengthen you, you can do it. You can make it. You can go through it. You can overcome. You can be victorious. Isn't that put it in context, isn't that different than the way people want to make that verse? But on the other hand, isn't it far more important to know than the way they've twisted? Isn't it far important to know that however rough and dark it is right now, you can make it? Christ will strengthen you in prison, Paul. He'll strengthen you in the dark place. He'll strengthen you in the hour of temptation. And notice how Paul said, it's not only do I have to learn to be content when I'm without things, but I have to learn to be content when everything's good. And we could talk a lot there, but did you know more people can handle hard times than they can good times? I've seen more folks backslide when they came to success than when they were really under the guns and under the pressure. Think about that. Did you know more people have backslid when they got a good paying job than when they had a low paying job? And so Paul said, the idea is to be content. Now let's look at the intention here. Not just the context, intention. The whole intention of this epistle to the Philippians is that Paul was writing to encourage them to rejoice whatever was going wrong in their life. If I had time, I'd talk about those verses, you know, about be careful for nothing, but make your requests known to God. Rejoice always. So Paul's intention in everything he wrote in the letter to the Philippians was to encourage them to rejoice whatever was going wrong in their lives. And so in our verse tonight, Paul isn't saying get a dream and God will make it come true for you. Paul is saying, you can keep on believing God. You can keep on trusting God. You can make it to heaven even when your dreams fall apart. It's the opposite of what they're trying to tell us today this verse means. And I know I'm being redundant, but I've got to be redundant to get Paul's intention. Today they're saying, you make a dream. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God will make your dream come true. What Paul is saying is you can make it. You can keep serving God even when you see your dreams fall apart. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. That's his intention. His intention is no matter how hard it is, Christ will give you the strength to rejoice. So what? So what? What does this all mean? Well, if you read the intention of Paul, you'll find that what he's saying to the Philippians, he's saying this. Let me put it negatively. If you do not depend on Christ's strength, you will become anxious-filled, you will worry, you will fret, you'll become upset, you'll have no peace if you do not rely on Christ's strength during hard times. But if you rely on Christ's strength in hard times, you don't have to fret and worry, you can have peace, you can have contentment, you can have the joy of the Lord. You can make it. So what? So what? This verse simply means, let me just boil it down to the bare bones. This verse means I can do all things through Christ. It means if I want to serve God and make it to heaven, I can, and nothing can stop me. That's what it's saying. Not that I can be an opera singer. Not that I can be a millionaire. That may be God's will for some folks. But what it's saying to me, I may be in prison, but I'm still going to trust God. I'm still going to make it. So let me summarize that real quickly and talk to us tonight. No need, Paul's saying, no need to feel overwhelmed. I can do all things through Christ. No need to feel overwhelmed. You can fulfill your responsibilities, duties, and callings. We've made this verse about dreams, but what this verse says, you can fulfill your responsibilities through the strength of Christ. Amen. You're a young mother. You're struggling with young kids all day. You're cleaning. You're doing laundry. You're doing dishes. You got homework to help them with. It's overwhelming. This verse is for you. I can do all things through Christ that strength. I can fulfill this responsibility as a mother. Dad, you're worried. There's unpaid bills. The car engine just blew up. You don't know what to do about it. You don't know the mechanic. Those are awful pressures. You young people, they'll come. It'll hit you at night usually. What are we going to do? Those things can really get a hold of you, dads. You know the weight of the responsibility. This verse is for you. I can do all things through Christ. This is a God-given responsibility. He will strengthen me to fulfill this God-given responsibility. I don't need to feel overwhelmed. Kids, I shouldn't say kids. There's a better word. Young people, you're struggling with finals, end of school, the pressures. Some of you are graduating, all that before you. That can be a very fretful, worrisome, anxiety type of thing. But if you're a believer in Christ, you've put your life in His hands, you don't have to feel overwhelmed. You can say, I can face these things that I face as a young person. I can face Him because I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. So what? Secondly, no need to feel. You have to give in and give up. You can make it through any trial. I want you to know sometimes the pressure is so great. Some of you, I didn't hear you, but I'm pretty sure some of you lately have said things like this. I don't think I can face this. You've said things like, I don't think I can go through this. You've said things like, I just can't. I just can't handle this. This verse is for you. I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. What God is saying is you can make it through the trial. He will strengthen you. He will enable you. This verse says no need to feel. You can't resist. You can overcome any temptation. That's trapped so many folks, even young people. It's trapped them because there are great, powerful temptations in our lives. And in the privacy of your mind or the darkness of your room, you'll hear the voice of Satan say, I've got you. You can't overcome this temptation. It's too strong. The forces at work are too strong. They're too great. You can't overcome this temptation. This verse is for you. If you're a believer, you can say, I can't overcome this temptation. I don't have to give in. I can resist this because I can do all things through Christ that strengtheneth me. Amen. So what? Amen. Paul is saying there's no need to feel hopeless over the future. Now, Paul in Philippians, most people don't realize this, Paul was actually in prison twice. This was the first time. In Philippians, he's being very positive. He's telling them that he could have his head cut off, but he really feels like God's going to deliver him this time. But the point was, weighing over Paul, people would tell him, you're in prison, doesn't look good. You could have your head cut off someday soon. But Paul said, I can face the future. For me to live as Christ, for me to die as gain, he said. He said, I'm not afraid to depart from this life. I'll just be with Christ. How can he face the future? It's because this verse, I can do all things through Christ that strengthen me. I can face the future, whatever it holds. Now listen, if it's living for God that you want, if it's doing His will that you want, if it's making it to heaven that you want, amen, He'll make sure through Christ you have the strength to do it. How many believes that? Amen. He'll make sure. And so if we'll take this verse, not as a way to get rich quick or any of those things, but take this verse for what it is. I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. We'll have less worry and more peace. We'll have less anger and more trust in God. We'll have less irritability and more contentment. That's what Paul was driving at. I can do all things. I'm going to add a little addition here. I'm going to take a final look. I'm about done, but I'm going to take a final look. I want us to really think about this, even though I struggle to put it in words. Look at this verse. Let's take a final look. I can do all things through Christ. Not through the power of Christ. Not even through the word of Christ. Not even through serving Christ. I can do all things through Christ. This is about a person. And being about a person, it's about a relationship. My strength comes from my relationship with the person of Jesus Christ. There's no magic formulas. There's no certain pitch of voice to quote the verse in. It's all about my relationship with Christ. Have I talked to the Lord today? Have I walked with the Lord? Has my thoughts been on the Lord? Have I looked for Him in His Word? You see, that's the way we are strengthened. It's through our relationship with the person. It's not religion. It's not certain things we do at church, so all of those should help our relationship with Christ. It boils down to this. I can do all things through my relationship with Christ. It's not about religion. If my relationship is with Him as it ought to be, it's not that God's going to give me a leg up or a special power. It's that He does the work. Christ does it. You see that? I can do all things through Christ. All of a sudden, it's not me doing it. It's Christ doing it. And that reminded me of a companion verse we've got to attach to this from an earlier epistle, Galatians. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. Listen. And the life that I now live in the flesh, not the bad part of us, but just the natural man, the natural life, the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave Himself for me. Do you see right there? Yet not I. Look right there, the second line. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. When I have the relationship with Christ that I ought to have, I can do all these things that we mentioned because I have that relationship. He is in me. He lives the life. He empowers. He strengthens. He helps. Hallelujah. This is real. It's not abracadabra stuff. It's the reality of a relationship with Christ. I've always tried to be witty. And it falls flat many times. It's just my personality. I want to try to boil something down just as small as I can get it. And I think I told you this a while back, but when my kids were growing up, they said, oh, Dad, I got a headache. And I'd pontificate. I'd say, it's better to have a headache than to be a headache. I asked them a while back if that helped their headache, and they said, no. So there's not a whole lot left. But I taught the high school math for many years, and we get into geometry and algebra, and there was something I couldn't stand to hear. They'd lift their hand and say, Brother Hurst, I can't do that problem. Lift their hand. I can't do the homework. I can't understand. And so I thought I'd really help him. And I said, hold it, wait a minute. You didn't say that correctly. Don't say, let's try this, let's do this over. Don't say, I can't do the homework. Let's just be honest and lift your hand and phrase it this way. I didn't want to do my homework. You remember that, any of you? Did that help you? Did that help? It didn't help? But let's forget geometry and algebra, okay? Now, look, I want folks to make it. I want young people to live for God. And I hear them say, like, I just can't do it. I can't live for God. I can't overcome. I just can't become any better in Christ. I just can't be faithful. I just can't. I want to say, let's work on this. Let's rephrase this. Let's just be honest. Don't say you can't. Say, I don't want to. Huh? Yeah. Just say, I don't want to live for God. How can I say that? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you really love Jesus, and you really want to serve Him, and you really want to live for Him, I don't care what you're up against. I don't care what you face. I don't care how strong the temptation. You can live for Him. You can overcome. You can say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens. If you want Christ, you can do it. And so just be honest. Just say you don't want to. Okay? And if you don't want to say I don't want to, then quit saying I can't. And start saying, I can live for God. I can overcome temptation. I can make it through the trial. Amen. Let's say it together. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Amen. Let's stand. Music, if you'd come. I don't ever teach or preach in a vacuum, and I honestly believe that there's just, I want you to stop for a minute and just be honest with yourself. This is between you and the Lord, but I honestly believe there's a lot of battles being fought. Trials, temptations, difficulties. And you're hearing the voice of the enemy saying, you can't, you can't, you can't, you can't. Let's change that tonight. Let's change it. When we come to pray, let's quote this verse with its intended meaning in context. You can be content, you can rejoice, whatever you're against. Paul was in prison, but come tonight saying, I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. Would you like to come and pray? Let's come into the altars tonight. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things. I can live for God. As you pray, why don't you just say it out loud to the Lord? This isn't positive confession. This is believing the Word of God. Just pray it. I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can live for God at work. I can live for God at school. I can fulfill these responsibilities that seem so heavy. I can make it through this trial. I can overcome this temptation. I can face tomorrow. I can make it to heaven. I can. I can. I can rise above this difficulty. Hallelujah. If I want to live for God, if I have a relationship with Christ, I can live for Him. I can make it. I can overcome the enemy of my soul. Hallelujah.
Strength.